A story now from the Amazon rainforest, where lax drug laws are making the problem of antibiotic resistance even worse. Sound Medicine contributor Sam Schramsky reports from northern Brazil.
These are the universal sounds of a hospital, a busy hospital. In Pefe, a city in the rural Amazon, these sounds are almost deafening because this is the only facility of its kind intended to serve a population of tens of thousands of people. In Drogaria Tefe, a pharmacy in the heart of the city, it's easy to get a hold of shampoo, chocolate bars, and yes, medicine. But who would have imagined that some of that medicine behind the counter, including antibiotics, might be as easy to acquire as the chocolate bars themselves?
So we're here in the pharmacy, and I'm watching right now, and there's a woman right now who's buying clindamycin, a very powerful antibiotic, without a prescription. She's just asked for it, and the pharmacist is complying. So I just asked for the same antibiotic that that the woman in front of me had purchased, and again, without need for a prescription, and without any hesitation, he showed it to me, told me the price, and didn't appear at all to be fazed by the fact that I was asking for an extremely powerful antibiotic over the counter.
The casual sale of prescription-based medication is common in many parts of the developing world. This can, in part, be chalked up to the paucity of trained pharmacists and sometimes lax enforcement when even the pharmacist and customer both know a certain drug can't be self-medicated. In the city of Tefe, deep in the heart of Brazil's Amazonian region, all of these features are on display.
In today's morning rounds, doctors have long warned about the growth of antibiotic-resistant germs. A new report from the CDC says we may face catastrophic consequences if we don't act to control
the superbug. We now live in a world where, despite the fact that deadly diseases often seem out of our control, think of Ebola.
You should have no concerns about Ebola at all. None, I promise. Unless a medical professional has contacted you personally and told you of some sort of possible exposure, fear not.
Or measles, even malaria. It may be with diseases that could have been addressed at an earlier stage, but weren't, which are wreaking the greatest havoc.
Do not listen to the hysterical voices on the radio and the television, or read the fear-provoking words.
And it is in the Amazon, particularly the rural Amazon, in a region where the phenomenon of increased bacterial resistance, so-called gram-negative resistance, is surfacing. This, according to Dr. Ricardo Barbudi, a gastroenterologist and expert in the field of antibiotic resistance in Brazil, is the result of rampant self-medication. But it's also the result of the freewheeling way in which antibiotics are handed out, via prescription or otherwise.
Even in the hospitals, there is no control in the smaller hospitals about it. So you can prescribe any kind of antibiotic anytime you want in the great majority of hospitals in Brazil.
In the countryside of Amazon State, whose massive boundaries encompass some of the largest tracts of Brazil's rainforests, human density isn't so much of an issue. But bacteria can travel in tightly packed Amazonian towns or in far-flung but often equally compact riverine villages. There is every chance for microbes to move through the environment at high speeds. And one vector is the urinary tract. Dr. Camilo de Oliveira, an immunologist at the General Hospital in Tefe, explains.
A maior resistência nessa região aqui, eu chego até você, é de antibióticos, é para as infecções urinárias. É gigantesca.
The worst form of antibacterial resistance here in the rural Amazon is urinary tract infection. It's huge here. It's not the only one, but it is the main worry. The biggest factor is the heat. It really favors this form of infection. And this is the case with women far, far more than with men. Then there's the urinary tract itself. It's thinner in women and more vulnerable. Then there's customs. Here's what happens. From a young age, little boys are used to being told, take off your clothes and pee where you are. Whereas girls might be spanked for peeing on the side of the road. So they're raised to think it's not okay to pee in the open. There's lack of public bathrooms, and we don't have basic sanitation. So women hold it in the whole day until they get home. Men, they just go to the nearest tree.
Não temos saneamento básico bem feito, então a mulher fica prendendo a urina, às vezes o dia todo até chegar na sua casa. O homem não, tá com vontade de fazer xixi.
Think back to earlier in the broadcast, where I was able to purchase a very strong antibiotic without a prescription. It's quite possible any woman with a urinary tract infection could do the same thing. Talisman, a 22-year-old who lives in an informal settlement in Tefé, is one such example. In her case, UTIs were a persistent problem that actually never went away.
Eu peguei uma infecção, eu já tinha antes, só que era controlada. Devido à gravidez, ela aumentou muito. E os remédios que o médico estava passando...
I got an infection that I already had, but before, it was under control. Due to being pregnant, it got worse, and the medicine I was receiving wasn't making it any better. The medicine wasn't decreasing the symptoms, it was making them worse. I was interned in the hospital for 4 days being treated for this infection, but it didn't get any better, it got worse. As soon as I left the hospital, it got worse. I went to the hospital again, and I stayed there for another 2 days, trying to take care of the infection, and the medicine wasn't working. When I was examined at a clinic, another doctor gave me another medicine, another antibiotic, that right now is working. It's diminishing the infection. It's not completely cured, but compared to the way it was before, it's a lot better.
Tá amenizando assim a infecção. Ainda não tá completamente assim, curada, mas do que eu tava antes tá bem melhor agora.
By this time you may be wondering about the doctors themselves. Why would an average person feel it necessary to self-medicate to begin with? In part, it's because of the ease of access to these medicines, both in clinics and in hospitals, as well as the ease with which they are handed out for a variety of conditions patients chronically mention. Overworked physicians, who in the rural Amazon can see more than 300 patients a day, with health concerns ranging from the common cold, to postpartum depression, to Chagas disease, are also a factor. So too is the fact that many physicians aren't qualified to carry out their workloads, and thus they use antibiotics as cure-alls. Dr. Barbudi elaborates this point.
I think the antibiotic resistance here is increasing a lot in the last few years. In Brazil, I think this risk is increasing more and more because we still don't have a very good control about antibiotic prescription. This control is good in big cities like São Paulo, but I can tell in the countryside, we don't have any control about doctors' prescriptions of antibiotics, and I can tell you any kind of antibiotics here. So... That's one reason why the antibiotic resistance is increasing a lot, in my opinion.
There's no single culprit for increased antibiotic resistance in the Amazon. It's easy to think that rural, loosely populated parts of the world are the best protected against antibiotic-resistant diseases. It's precisely because the wild north of Brazil, not unlike the wild west of American Yore, is so expansive and disconnected that this public health problem is both alarming and perhaps was alarmingly preventable.